Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Today, we share good news in the Bible. God's forgiveness is a gift. God inspired Prophet David to write, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them." Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Interestingly, I found a verse in the Quran shows our need for God to make us righteous. You know, Muslim teachers teach that we can become righteous by our good works. Actually, the Quran has many indications that we do not have the solution to our sin problem. For example, Surah 3, verse 193 reads, "Our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling us to faith. Believe ye in the Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, blot out from us our iniquities, and take to thyself our souls in the company of the righteous." Of course, the good news is explained in the Bible. The story starts by God giving us a free will and the freedom of a choice. You and I made wrong choices and disobeyed God. You sinned willfully, my friend. The cost of the damages you did is more than you can pay. Divine rescue is necessary. God, the Heavenly Father, paid the price himself. The moment you trust Christ as your Savior, you are granted immunity from punishment, and the case against you is closed. All the penalty and death we deserve for our sin fell upon Jesus. Through God's divine self-sacrifice, God manifested his divine love for you and me, which triumphed over his divine wrath toward us sinners. God will justify you, my friend. This is the great, awesome news. When you accept his own payment for all of your sins, I clearly remember struggling as if I were climbing a mountain with a heavy backpack on February 17, 1976, in Egypt, in a small apartment, home Bible study, I repented and put my faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I felt so light, so free. I actually ran from joy, danced from joy. I felt so clean, so forgiven. My friend, Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. This is the most awesome news you can ever hear. Jesus Christ removed the barrier between you and God. Take advantage of it. The Bible states this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sin. You can read this awesome news all over the New Testament. This verse I just read to you in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. Out of matchless love for us, God placed our sin debt on Jesus, who willingly took our place as the sacrifice for us. We were enemies of God, my friend, alienated from Him. But God's passionate love did not stand still. Even though God is superior, He reached out to us inferior. We offended Him, but He took action to bring us to Himself. We are the one that need Him. However, He is the one that approached us and acted to reconcile us to Himself. God sent Jesus to remove our sins by a full and just compensation. God loved us when there was nothing in us to attract His love. He loved us in our sinful condition. He did not need us, yet He sacrificed for us. God's love for us is gracious, my friend, unselfish, and we don't deserve it. God came to us in the person of Jesus Christ to save us because He knew we could not save ourselves from eternal separation from Him and from eternal punishment. God desired us to possess everlasting life and happiness in His presence. My friend, you cannot do anything to deserve that. Through sending Jesus Christ, the justice of God in regard to our sin was satisfied. When you trust Christ through faith in Him, in what He has done for you, all obstructions now is removed out of the way. You can live and enjoy God's presence now and forever. God's love for you cannot be matched, my friend. The highest expression of God's passionate love for you is revealed through Jesus Christ's life, words, suffering, and death. God gave Christ to die to pay the penalty that you and I should have paid. Christ's mission is the greatest revelation of God's love. My Muslim friend, my Christian friend, we stand in awe when we think about God's love. None of us can say with a clear conscience, I am not a sinner. It only takes one sin to become a sinner. In addition, our fallen sinful nature guarantees that everyone will sin again to some degree, trying to deal with difficult situations, trying to enjoy moments of pleasure, simply living with a sinful nature and selfish motives lead you to commit more sins. My dear friend, are you willing like me to admit that you have sinned and you are a sinner who cannot earn your way to heaven? Will you acknowledge that you are in need of God's mercy and grace? Will you accept Jesus Christ? You can pray with me. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Jesus Christ, I believe that you are my Savior. You suffered and died on the cross to pay the penalty for all the sins I committed and I will ever commit. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I believe that you are my Savior. God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I believe what the Bible said, that this is love, not that we loved you, but you loved us and sent Jesus as a sacrifice to pay the penalty for my sin, to take away my sin. Thank you, God, for your love. I accept your love. I accept Jesus. And I rely on Him for the forgiveness of my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me so I can rejoice with you and send you some free materials that will encourage you and strengthen you. The rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to help millions of non-Christians and millions of Muslims to enjoy His love and salvation. Yes, God, use us, God, to expand your kingdom and to help people know who Jesus is and receive him in their lives as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We need to break now. However, I will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
My friends, today you will hear the most important offer you can ever receive. God wants you to obtain and enjoy his salvation as a gift. As a gift. If you try to earn it by your efforts, you could not, simply because you don't deserve it. But if you ask God to save you, he will do so gladly. Why? Because he loves you. Salvation by grace does not proceed from you. It is unmerited favor. Salvation, if you are thinking, saved from what? Salvation is to be delivered from the power and captivity of sin and from the love of sin, which will destroy anybody's life. Saved from the practice of sin, because you will be set free. God can set you free. Salvation from paying the penalty for all your sins, everything you've done wrong. Salvation also restores you to receive God's favor and have a personal relationship with God. You can gain the favor of God and salvation through faith in him and what he has done for you through Jesus Christ's death and the resurrection. How can I receive this salvation as a gift from God? Let me demonstrate God's gift of grace through a story. There once was a poor and hungry woman. While she was tired from walking, she saw a garden full of fruits. She tried to pay the gardener some money to sell her some fruits, but he refused the money. Each time she attempted to buy the fruit, her offer was refused, but the woman continued to plead with the gardener to take her money. Then one day the prince, the king's son, overheard the woman begging. After he learned the situation, the kind prince told the woman, "Lady, my father, the king, owns this garden and everything you can see here. He is not a merchant and does not need your money. You cannot buy his fruit, but he will give it to you freely if you merely ask and believe in his free gift." The woman joyfully accepted the king's gracious offer. Then the prince picked an abundance of the most perfect fruit, ripe, of course, and gave the woman all she needed. My friend, God knows that we are unable to save ourselves. Because of his deep and amazing love toward us, he offers us salvation as a gift. As a gift. Listen carefully to what the Word of God tells us in the Bible. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You read this beautiful promise in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. My friend, you need a savior because you are in danger of being separated from God. You are separated from God now, and you will be separated from God forever if you don't accept God's gracious offer. Now, here on earth, Satan uses so many things to make you focus just on work, people, entertainment, car, travel, TV, movies, house. Satan uses anything he can to distract you and blind you from your dangerous position, which is being separated from God. Even if you said a few prayers, that will not make you acceptable to God. Satan blinds you from the salvation of God, which you desperately need. You are in danger, my friend, because you are a sinner. Neither you or I are perfect. We made and make many mistakes. We violated God's law and violated our conscience many, many times. We need to be saved from the justice and wrath of God that we all deserve for our selfish lifestyle. And the fact is, you and I can't do anything to have our sins blotted out. We need to be saved also from feeling guilty. Grace. You need God's grace. The Quran many times emphasizes mercy, but grace transcends mercy. Grace showers the sinner, you and me, with God's affection, even though we deserve God's punishment. You must believe that your salvation can only happen because of the achievement of God's grace, the free favor of God. It does not depend on your own worth or holiness. You can't do anything to earn it. Your part is to boldly accept and confidently trust in God's free grace, although you and I are unworthy of it. It is a foolish pride to try to depend on your work to be saved. God is stretching out his strong arm to reconcile you to himself. When you put your faith in Jesus, God does not desire to punish you. Believe me, according to the Word of God in the Bible, God does not want you to be punished for your iniquities. God is offering to deliver you. God so loved the world, so loved that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but will have eternal life. The sovereign love and free grace of God are the source of salvation. This salvation will be applied, given to your soul by the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit the moment you place your trust in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for all the sins that you committed and you repent. My friend, faith simply means believe. Believe in your mind to the truth of the Word of God. Also, God is the one who enabled you to hear this message and to hear about his grace and to hear about Jesus. He even gives you the ability to believe. This is so personal, my friend, personal invitation. Don't take it lightly. Go to God right now with a humble heart and soul. Ask Him to make you participant of His free gift. Pray with me. Please, I beg you, this is the most important decision, prayer you can ever make. God, yes, I want you to be my Father, God. Yes, I want to repent. God, I receive your grace now. I believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, you are my Savior. God, save me from my sins and the consequences of my sins. Thank you for Jesus, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God, with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.